the Gaia ESO survey, placing constraints on the origin of our process elements, by M. van der Swaelman et al. A renewed interest about the origin of our process elements has been stimulated by the multi-messenger observation of the gravitational event GW170817, with the detection of both gravitational waves and electromagnetic waves corresponding to the merger of two neutron stars. Such phenomenon has been proposed as one of the main sources of the R process. However, the origin of the R process elements at different metallicities is still under debate. We aim at investigating the origin of the R process elements in the galactic thin disk population. From the sixth internal data release of the Gaia ESO, we have collected a large sample of Milky Way thin and thick disk stars for which abundances of U, O, and Mg are available. The sample consists of members of 62 open clusters, located at a galactocentric radius from approximately 5 kpc to approximately 20 kpc in the disk, in the metallicity range, minus 0.5, 0.4, and covering an age interval from 0.1 to 7 grays, and about 1300 Milky Way disk field stars in the metallicity range, minus 1.5, 0.5. We compare the observations with the results of a chemical evolution model, in which we varied the nucleosynthesis sources for the three considered elements. Our main result is that U in the thin disk is predominantly produced by sources with short lifetimes, such as magneto-rotationally driven SNE. There is no strong evidence for additional sources at delayed times. Our findings do not imply that there cannot be a contribution from mergers of neutron stars in other environments, as in the halo or in dwarf spheroidal galaxies, but such a contribution is not needed to explain U abundances at thin disk metallicities. This was the Gaia ESO survey, placing constraints on the origin of our process elements, by M. van der Swaelman et al.